Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
So the Biden administration now is establishing a tradition, of just leaving Americans behind. Put out a statement explaining to the 30,000 Americans in Ukraine they were on their own. Like, try to get a plane, but like, you know, good luck because we're not going to help you. So understand now, Americans get behind, left behind all over the world. This is a very dangerous precedent in what it shows our enemies. That, you know, should there be any kind of conflict or whatever, you know, just Americans are on their own. They're totally on their own. Joe's not there for you. We're going to have folks taken hostage by the end of this. So they just put out some advice. You know, try to grab a plane. You mean like everybody else in the country of Ukraine? Yeah, like them. Good luck. If Trump had done this. Never ending. Never ending. But it wasn't Trump, it's Biden, so it's okay. folks, wouldn't it be great if the Democrats and their media cared as much about our southern border as they do about Ukraine's eastern border? Ukraine's just a big distraction for them. They don't want you talking about what's going on with the markets, what's going on about with inflation, all of that silly stuff. But this was hilarious. Did you see what happened? Anthony Blinken went on with Dana Bash. He's our Secretary of State. He's absolutely useless. You could do a better job right now if you left yours and just started trying to figure it out on your own. And he went on Dana Bash. Dana Bash asked him a very obvious question. Like, you know, if you put sanctions on the Nord 2, like if you put sanctions on Russia, like that would might prevent them from invading. And Blinken says, no, we don't want to do that till after they invade. Okay. Common sense. Eighth grader, figure this out. Sanctions don't do any good after you invade. You've already invaded. Why would they say a thing like that? So they're not stupid. It's just that the Russia owns Biden. They got him dead to rights. They paid Hunter $3 million. That we know of. I think there's probably more. The Secret Service is hiding it right now, although hopefully Chuck Grassley will get a hold of it, the senator who's currently fighting them for the travel records. Russia knows. Russia knows the second Hunter took that money, you committed a crime because it wasn't registered as a foreign agent. They also know the second you take the money, if you're not registered as a foreign agent, you can't report it to the IRS. He didn't. We know that. We've got his tax returns. That's the crime right there. I mean, it's right in front of your face. Russia knows it. So basically what they're doing is paying the Bidens to commit crimes that they then have knowledge of. So then they can run around and do whatever they want on Joe's watch. That's how this works. I kid you, that is how this works. So when you see these bizarre statements coming out of the Biden administration, that's why. Oh, sanctions. No, we won't do that till after the invasion we greenlighted last week. I don't make any sense unless you understand they owned them. By the way, Ukrainian officials mocked America, saying Americans have no immediate threat to evacuate. It's no reason to evacuate. It's very safe here, they say. Saying Americans are safer here in Kiev than they are in L.A. That actually ran in top Ukrainian newspaper. Safer in Kiev than in LA. That might be true, actually.
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.